Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We've thrown the stats out about how much the Ravens have given up big leads during the John Harbaugh regime. Well, the latest was with a new offensive coordinator, the most recent offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. And Todd Monken was asked how much onus was being put on him to continue to add pressure to the opposing defenses.
I mean, it's goes both ways, right? I have to be able to trust Lamar, you know, with the ball in his hands, which we did. I mean, you know, on the second to last drive, we ran a QB driven and he got 16 yards and we did it again. I mean, the fly sweep to, you know, to Zay is a QB driven. Obviously, we can be more aggressive. And when things don't work, it's not right. You're wrong. If we'd have gone in the game and scored 12 points, then the game plan wouldn't have been good enough. I mean, that's the world we live in is when it works, it's the right way. When it doesn't, then you got to figure out how to fix it. That's what we're paid to do is fix it, right? So you look at it and say, okay, mentality-wise, where we're at, because every situation is different, right? A field goal to beat you, a field goal to tie, a touchdown needed, all of those things. And you look at it and say, okay, how can we be better next time? In all aspects of the game plan, but especially then, because that was a game within the game. No matter what you've done up until that point, you need to find a way at that moment to not put the defense back on the field. And we didn't do that.
They didn't do that. So he took some responsibility there, Ed.
Yeah.
He took all the responsibility.
He did.
He didn't say, well, you know, they couldn't get off the field on third and long.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that. He took all the responsibility. I still believe somewhere, and he's never going to say it because his career is suicide, that there's a mention of, okay, let's dial it back a little bit here. Let's be a little more conservative. And the only reason why I believe that is because we've had the same stories about giving up big lead through multiple offensive and defensive coordinators.
Yeah, he did the right thing there, basically saying they didn't do the right thing.
He's saying the right thing about
that. Without right throwing everybody under the bus.
I love what he said there because you're kind of taking ownership over it and you're trying to put out fires, but also realizing that there are expectations. So fans are going to be upset when things don't work out. And the one thing that I almost thought he was alluding to initially is it doesn't matter if it's a great play design or not. We live in a results-driven world. And again, I go back to when they were playing the Steelers and they went for that two-point conversion. It's one of the best play designs I think I've ever seen. They just didn't execute it and get the ball over TJ Watt's head, and he got a piece of it, and that was that. You know, you could have the best two-point conversion play designed and have your tight end drop it going in the end zone. Like, things happen. It doesn't necessarily make that a bad play.
Right.
You know, but that's how fans are going to perceive it. Why would you run that? And that's when we talk about Monday morning quarterback. The big joke about that was the guy wakes up and looks at the scoreboard and goes, or the box score and goes, see, they sucked yesterday. They didn't do this. Right. Okay, did you watch the game?
He made a comment, Jeremy. What does it mean in your opinion by quarterback-driven play? Is that a play that Lamar's calling pre-snap, or is it a play, is he talking about maybe a run-pass option that Lamar decides after the snap?
Was he talking about a fourth down play there, or was he...
That makes you wonder, too.
Yeah, because like when you say quarter... Because like if we're all looking at it at fourth and three, I think that was the big question of whether you go for it or not. Mm-hmm. And I understand people saying, no, you can't. You're on your own side of the... You haven't stopped a damn nosebleed the entire time. They were just moving down like a warm knife through butter. And at that point, it's like, okay, this is where you got to get ultra aggressive and try to make the stop. And if Lamar wasn't ready there, maybe that's something. But also, like, why didn't we see more of the RPO stuff, even without the threat of the pass between Lamar and Derrick Henry towards the end there to try to pick up some of these yards? We've talked about how that's one of the biggest advantages or cheat codes in sports is that mesh point when that ball's in his belly and figuring it out. But it seems like they ran him on first and said, hey, let's go to Zay on second. I just thought that was a terrible play.
Maybe
call.
That was the quarterback-driven play. Joe, can you play that sound bite again?
I mean, it's goes both ways, right? I have to be able to trust Lamar, you know, with the ball in his hands, which we did. I mean, you know, on the second to last drive, we ran a QB driven, and he got 16 yards, and we did it again. I mean, the fly sweep to, you know, to Zay is a QB driven. Obviously, we can be more aggressive. And when things don't work,
so that's it.
It's not right.
Yeah.
That play.
So the fly sweep to Zay, I'm sorry, was QB driven.
By the way, I don't want this. I need this. Mm-hmm. I need him to tell the joke as Funkhauser.
I know.
On Curb Your Enthusiasm. My darling sweet. Yeah, I can't finish this joke on the air. One of the best jokes, but he sounds just like Super Dave Osborne. He sounds exactly like him.
You know what I really like about Monken, though? When he talks, you get a lot of information without him spilling everything.
You know what it reminds me of? And I know a lot of people disagree with me on this, is Mike Elias.
Mike Elias! Yes, it does!
He tells you things without telling you things.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. But, if you promote him, was that sleazy?
Yeah, it's sleazy, man. Come on, we can't
talk. Assistant head coach?
You know what? It's sleazy to bring up in a Ravens segment here.
That's funny. How is it sleazy? It doesn't even fit.
I don't know. Back to the drawing board.
We'll look right into the camera here.
Hey.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So what we also found out in that sound bite by Monken is Lamar Jackson has a lot more control of the offense, Ed.
Yeah, well, it's pretty evident. You know, look how far it's come where it's quarterback driven, right? Control the offense. When Greg Roman was here, they would break the huddle with like 8 seconds to go, so Lamar couldn't change squat.
8 seconds.
5 seconds, whatever. I think by design, so he couldn't change anything. So, yeah, it's much different now.
Oh, 100%. I'm with you 100% on that. You know, I mean, the less time I give you, that's why I don't trust you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Monken comes in, he trusts his quarterback. You got to trust your quarterback, man. I mean, that's
my quarterback.
That's exactly. I mean, it's the most important position on the field.
Next to wide receiver.
Of any sport. Any sport. Mm. Wide receiver. Man,
what about a goalie in hockey, Ed?
What about it?
Isn't that more important than a quarterback? Because if you don't have a goalie back there, they score at will.
But they can pull the goalie when they're behind.
That's what I mean. If you don't put a goalie there, then the goal's open the entire time.
You can't pull your quarterback and play with none.
Yeah, you can. You can put a running back there. We're running the wild.
I think goalie is the second most important in sports because you can't win without one. But quarterback is number one.
You try to bring the hockey guy in there to disprove my theory.
No, I didn't. I didn't ask you a question. I asked Ed.
And if that's what I said. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
If I wanted the hockey guy, I'd come to Rob.
True.
Right. Yeah.
Well played, Jerry. Yeah. Well played. Orioles broke some sleazy news yesterday. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock.
Sleaze balls.
How dare you promote ridiculous. A man after winning 190
Is Mike calling back in yet again under another name?
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.